Ksuvis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvis Bavli, Daf Mem, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Yisayma shenis arsa v'shenis karsha, Rabbi Elazar aimer ha'ines chayev ha'mefate potter. Rabbi Elazar says that if an orphan girl was divorced from Erusin, one who rapes is liable, one who seduces is exempt, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan asya de Rabbi Elazar v'shittas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Kiva his Rebbe, just like Rabbi Kiva says that an orphan has a fine and it's hers, so Rabbi Elazar says that she has a fine and it's hers. So the Gemara says, if so, we should say so even for a mefuta. Rabbi Yomi, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said, since she consented, a stam mefuta pardoned him. Yesh Adam Meichel Dabar She'ena Shelo, does one pardon something that's not his, the fine says to be for her father. Patala V'yaseima. The answer is, we're discussing here an orphan. The fine belongs to her, so she can pardon it. V'tani the Beis Rebbe Kain Ha'yaseima Rav Elazar Omar Ha'ines Chayev Ha'mefate Potter. And we have a support from a Baisa of Beis Rebbe. So an orphan, Rav Elazar says, Ha'ines is liable and Mefate is exempt. V'yesh Adam Meichel Dabar She'ena Bosh Yosei. Does one pardon something that is not in his possession? Yishmei Menador, Amar Rabbi Bun, Barachia, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, Knas, Eim Boi, Mishar Rishona. The first answer is that we learn from the following teaching of Rabbi Bun Barachia, quoting Rabbi Zeira, that the fine is not owed from the beginning until Beis Din obligates him. The Tanin and Taman, Am Da B'din Ad Shalei Meis Avia, Harihen Shal Av, Meis Av, Harihen Shal Achim. Mishnah says if she stood in Beis Din before her father died, the fine is her father's. If the father died, it belongs to his brothers. Im oime at kein knas kein hu mishar v'shoina harihin shal achim mishar v'shoina. If you say that the fine is from the beginning, in both cases it belongs to the brothers from the very beginning. Rava v'shem Rav Chista b'boishes v'gam hadamas nisa. Rava, quoting Rav Chista, gave a different answer. Our Mishnah discusses boishes and pagam, which are mamun payments, so she can pardon them, but she cannot pardon the fine because not yet in her domain. She say, mana ama mahu. She say, ha'ines chayev mefate pater, ha'ines chayev bakol va mefate pater min hakol. But mana says, what does it mean in our Mishnah? The ha'ines is liable and the mefate is exempt. The ha'ines is liable for everything, and the mefate is exempt for everything. But the avin ama shamai bo. Boy, mau ha'ines chayev mefate poter, ha'ines chayev b'kol of mefate poter min aboishes min abagam v'chayev v'knas. The Avin, quoting Shammai, said, what does it mean, ha'ines? The ha'ines is liable and the mefate is exempt. The ha'ines is liable for everything and the mefate is exempt for boishes and b'gam and liable for sign. I should say, v'hi Rabbi Kiva, v'mandam ha'ines chayev v'boishes v'b'gam v'poter miknas v'mefate poter min akol ha'hi to b'yoti aglili. To be resolved, they didn't argue. Rabbi Avin, quoting Shammai, explains Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, she has a fine and she cannot pardon it, and the one who says that the oines is liable boishes and pagam and exempt from a fine, and the mefate is exempt from everything, he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that she has no fine. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Ve'evu boishes akol lefiyam v'vayif amiz ba'ish. How do we assess boishes? All of according to the one who embarrassed and the one who was embarrassed. Pagam moyen oisa ki iluhi shifka nimkeres bashuk, kama haisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. As for pagam, we view her like a shifra, a maidservant sold in the market. He pays the difference between what she was worth and how much she's worth now that she is not the basula. Knas shavu b'chol adam, the fine is the same for everyone. Rosh yish le'kidsa min ha'teira shavu b'chol adam, anything that the Torah fixes the amount is the same for all people. And the Gemara says, "Leidemah mivayish et hagodol mivayish et hakotan." Leidemah mivayish min hagodol lemivayish min hakotan. The Gemara says, "One who embarrasses a godol, a great person, is unlike one who embarrasses an unimportant person. One who was embarrassed by a godol is unlike one who was embarrassed by an unimportant person." Moishe es godol meruba v'nizkei memurat. Moishe es hakotan memurat v'nizkei meruba. If a person embarrasses an important person, that embarrassment is great, but the damage done by an important person embarrassing is not. On the other hand, if an unimportant person was embarrassed, the embarrassment is small, but an unimportant person embarrassing, the damage is great. The next Mishnah says, "Kol makom sheyesh mecha ein knas, v'chol makom sheyesh knas ein mecha." Whenever a man can sell his daughter to be a slave, there's no fine for her. Whenever there is a fine for her, there's no sale. Ketana yesh lamecha ve'ina knas, nara yesh laknas ve'ina mecha. A ketana, a girl under 12, has a sale and there's no fine for her, but a nara, that's between 12 and 12 and a half, has a fine and she has no sale. Habegeres leknas lemecha, habegeres, a girl over 12 and a half, has no fine and no sale. And the Gemara says, v'chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, tubmeihi b'mkor ronon, yesh mecha v'knas ka'achas. The Gemara says from Bichir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is the Bimeya, but the Chachamim say that there is a sale and fine at the same time. Kubmeya midbas yoma, they should say ad shetavi shtei saras yesh la mecha ve'ein la knas. According to Bimeya, from day one, means from birth until she brings two hairs, means after 12 years, she has a sale but no fine. And then she say mishetavi shtei saras ad shetiv go yesh la knas ve'ein la mecha ve'geres la mecha ve'le knas. And when she brings two hairs until she is a begeris, she has a fine, but no sale, and a begeris has no sale and no fine. Kuravonin, mibas yoma, vaad gimel, shonim, v'yem echad, she say yesh la mecha ve'ina knas. Mibas shloisha shonim, v'yem echad, ad she tovi shtei saras, yesh la mecha, and she say v'knas. According to Rabbonin, from day one until 3 years old, and one day, she has a sale but no fine, relations though is not considered relations. But from 3 years old and one day until she brings two hairs, she has a sale and a fine. Mishetavi shtei saras v'achitiv go yesh leknas ve'ina mecha begeres loy mecha v'leknas. From when she brings two hairs until she becomes a begeres, she has a fine, but no sale. A begeres has no sale and no fine. Taman taninan habala al nara mu'rasa eina chay v'achitehi nara basula mu'rasa b'beis aviha. The Mishnah says, one who has relations with a Nara Murasa, betrothed girl, he is Chayav Skila only if she is a Nara Basula Murasa in her father's house. Ba'oleh Shnaim Harishim Beskila Hashini Bechenek, if two had relations with her, the first receives stoning and the second receives choking. Ve'yasa B'shem Yochanan, Ve'chia B'shem Elazar, Dubmeyahi, Bram Korbonin, Afilu Kitana. Ve'yasa quoting Yochanan, and who was quoting Ve'chia, quoting Elazar, said that this is like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbanon says there is skila even for a katana. My time with Meir, na chaser ksiv b'parsha. What's with Meir's reasoning? The word na, nara, is written without the he, as if it said na, therefore we exclude the katana. Ma makayim in Rabbanon na. How do Rabbanon expound na without the he? Rabbi Abo, Amar b'shem b'shem b'nokish, nara achas shlema ksiv b'parsha, linda akola parsha, shehi gedola. Rabbi Avo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that once in the parasha, which is Mesi Shema, it's written Na'ara, complete with a hey, to teach that the entire parasha discusses a gedola, which implies that elsewhere, such as Na'ara Murasa, Na'ara is even a katana. Mesu Meil Rabbonim, Hari Hamiti Shema, Hari Ksiv Boi Na'ar, Bi Gedola, Deina Katana, Niskeles. Rabbi Meir asks against Rabbonim that regarding Mesi Shema, it's written Na'ara, means it's written with a hey, and she's an adult, because a minor is not stoned. Ma avdin la rabbanon, how do rabbanon answer this? Am Rabbi Avin tipata shibar leh derech zachris. Rabbi Avin answered, this teaches that the parasha applies even if he had relations with her in the way of a male means, shalai kadaka. Yaakov barba bar kaimei rav, habala katana ma'ahu. Yaakov barba asked rav, if one had relations with a katana, mu'urasa, what's the law? Amalei beskile, he answered that he is stoned. Habala begeres ma'ahu, of Yaakov barba asked rav, if one has relations with a begeris, what is the law? Amalei, ani ekranara v'le begeris. Rav answered, I expound na'ara in the pasuk and not the begeris. Means he is choked. V'kara na'ara v'le katana. We should expound also na'ara and not the katana. Let's just say, al devar asher ina l'rabbeis as a katana l'knas. Rav answers in the pasuk, al devar asher ina for the matter that he afflicted her, includes a katana for the fine. And Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked, well, the pasuk tachas asher ina, in place of him afflicting her, should include a begeris for a fine. Amar Rav afal gav, she said, "Natzchi Yaakov bedina halacha habala katana beskila v'yipritet petura." Rav responded, even though Yaakov defeated me because I have no answer for him, the halacha is, if one has relations with a katana, he is stoned and she is exempt. Rabbi Avin b'shem Shmuel, but lama, she say, lo yishamala min ador. But Abin asked, quoting Shmuel, asked, why don't we learn from the following? And they ask a question. The Pasuk in Dvarim Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Hei says, and only the man who lay with her shall die. And then the question is, do we not know that the Nara is not Chayav Nisa? Why did the next Pasuk say, where's the girl? You should do nothing to the girl because she didn't commit a sin deserving death. And the answer is, Lavi Abala Katana Murasa Beskila Vihipatura. The answer is, it includes one who has relations with the Katana. He is stoned and she is exempt.